Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanaj. My guest today is Ron Eliasseff. He is the founder and managing partner of Northwind Group, on the phone from France, I understand. Northwind is a real estate private equity firm. Ron, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. Obviously, you've got a lot going on. Northwind is based in New York, as I understand it, but you've done some interesting work in New Jersey recently. That's what I wanted to start with, specifically Newark, 303 Washington Street. You closed a $22 million loan. I'm curious, what was interesting to you about that project? What's interesting you about Newark these days?
In general, we see the general New York area that needs much more supply of new multifamily units. North is one of the submarkets that is able to generate attractively priced apartments. This specific project was a conversion of an existing five-story office building into a 10-story rental. A bit complicated execution, but our loan came in towards the end where they heavy lifting has already been done, and now it's really just finishing the building and lifting it up.
Okay. And is this what was this a first for you for Newark, or and is it the last? I mean, what how would you gauge the market?
We finished another multifamily about 3 months ago, slightly different area in Newark. A high rise building that also being got renovated into market rate apartments with some affordable components. We just like the demographic. We like the trend. We like the. We think the how the next 2 years looks from the supply demand. The market should do well.
Okay, well that's good. There'll be a lot of folks in Newark who'll be happy to hear that. You also recently provided funding for a project in Jersey City. Again, what's it like doing business there? The feeling is that Jersey City is a little bit ahead of Newark in terms of redevelopment and really sort of bringing in new business and new residential units. Was that your experience? What's it like in Jersey City these days?
Definitely. I think Jersey City is kind of, you see Jersey City now, and that's how Newark will probably look 10 years from now.
Okay.
With much more high rise and more urban and more development. Same logic in the investment, investing in multifamily that is kind of middle market, affordable price, and close to transportation hubs. That's a theme we invest in.
Okay. All right. I'm interested also in general in the office to residential conversion. How important is that kind of work? I mean, I know there's a lot of folks who believe that's an important component to providing to meeting the sort of shortfall in housing, particularly affordable housing around northern New Jersey. Again, how important is that kind of work to you as far as you see it?
I think it's important from the way that there's a lot of vacant office building that will take much longer to lease up. There's definitely going to be a lot of conversion happening in cities like New York. We know we're tracking about 8 million square feet of active projects right now that's being converted. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to the almost 100 million square feet that's vacant in office across New York City. So
okay,
it's definitely going to be needed, but it's not an easy execution.
Right. Okay. Now, New York, as I understand it, has an actual office conversion accelerator program to encourage conversions. I'm curious if you think that's working, and if so, is that something that could or should be replicated elsewhere?
I think most of the projects that are happening because they're able to buy it at the right price and not because of any accelerator. What the city really needs to do is provide tax incentives, reduce property taxes for those buildings to really make the projects more enticing for developers.
Okay, well, that's certainly a traditional tool or historic tool, so that's interesting to hear. What is the lending market like for your firm now? I've seen a couple of interviews over the past several months where you talked about how regional banks had pulled back from commercial lending after the collapse of Silicon Valley and First Republic and Signature. I'm curious, and at one point you said your mantra was survive until 2025. Is that still the way you're approaching things, or or do you see any improvement?
Well, that's the mantra for property owners, and that still is. The market right now, banks are still on the sideline for the most part. So it's definitely a very active lending environment for private credit funds like Northwind. We're seeing our deal volume increase on better quality properties and better quality sponsors at higher rates. So we like what we're seeing right now for us, for our capital. But definitely for the bigger picture, you need the banks to be back lending so we have a robust real estate kind of economy market.
Okay, so I'm just to be clear, from what I hear when I talk to developers, their feeling is that they're ready to go, and firms like yours are seem to be the where they're looking to make up where the banks are not stepping in. How long do you think that's likely to last?
It's hard to say, but it feels like 2024 is still going to be a year where a lot of banks are going to be on the sidelines. And it's going to be a very active year for private credit funds. Where
Okay.
do we go beyond that? It's an election year, so it's going to be interesting to see where we end up by November.
All right. Well, that was actually the way I was gonna wrap this up, was asking about where you see the economy going and how you think this year and beyond might play out. What I hear you saying is 2024 remains, your feeling will remain a challenge, maybe picking up after that.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of impaired loans on balance sheets of banks, and there's a lot of properties that are going to have to get refinanced in 2024 and 25. So that's definitely going to be the theme. On the other hand, we're seeing increase in deal volume versus 2023 already. So there's much higher or better kind of the bid-ask spread is kind of diminishing, and the deals being transacted. So I think that's going to be a positive sign. But interest rates are going to be higher than what the market initially predicted, and for longer duration, so that will have an impact on valuations.
Right. Well, certainly that seems to be the biggest factor when I'm talking to people. Anything else that you can tell us about what you see in as the bigger as big challenges in the economy right now going forward in
Listen,
the commercial real estate market specifically?
high cost of financing isn't the best environment for a market long term. So eventually you need the banks to be back lending, providing senior financing. That eventually is the big anthem for commercial real estate. And until that doesn't happen, we're gonna have these situations where you see a market with a lot of bumps along the road.
Okay, well, I hope you'll come back at some point and give us an update, see if those bumps have been smoothed out.
Certainly, happy to do it.
Okay, Ron Eliasef, founder and managing partner of Northwind Group, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thank you for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.